Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming at you straight from my studio. So how is the African family and how are the children? I hope you are fair to Midland this evening. And welcome to another segment in the Care to Read Room. We are approaching another day of prayer and sowing and reaping. And we're also talking about the water. As you know, the water is very significant in this room. The water has no enemies. It is neutral. So therefore, the water has been chosen because it is essential to our life. And we use it to send the ancestors' names across the water. And today we're going to be meditating once again. And we're going to be thanking the Creator for allowing us just to have our being, just to have the ability to wake in the morning and to have breath and to have our right frame of mind. There's so much that we can be thankful for because this is the season of sowing and reaping. You can't expect to sow, you can't expect to reap if you didn't sow. So for those of you who have been harvesters in the fields by cultivating relationships, friendships, associates, by putting out and assisting and aiding, becoming an advocate for communities, and also assisting where there is a great need. And there's Little Africa right here in your backyard, so you don't have to go very far to look for that. So we can, as good citizens, do what we can for our neighborhoods and our communities. And then we would have a reason to reap from the harvest. The harvest is few, and the laborers are few. But we have a great harvest to reap from because we're also talking about sustainability, providing for ourselves, creating for ourselves, and supplying our own source of food. Now, I was just listening today on the internet, and the advertisement talked about a newfound way of creating energy, energy that we can circulate in our home and become self-sustainable and providing our energy, to cut down on the electricity bill. I know a lot of you have NIPSCO in your pocketbook, and you want to get NIPSCO out your pocketbook. So the only way to do that is to supplement that energy. Now, they've worked on that project, and it's available to us. I'll be able to tell you more about it next month because I'm researching it, and I'm going to do a special on it because I want to get NIPSCO out of my pocketbook. I don't know about you, but NIPSCO has been long overdue. He has been in my pocketbook for so long, I feel like I have stocks and bonds in the organization. Now, not to delay or deter anything, but I want you to understand this is a classroom that works on self-help. We want to give you something so you can use to fish with, so you don't have to keep coming in here to get from this room. You can provide for yourself, name for yourself, decide for yourself, and become self-sufficient. That's what this is all about, self-sufficiency, self-sustainability. And if we learn how to harvest and create our own crops, we can feed ourselves. A nation that can't feed themselves is a mighty poor nation, because we will soon starve to death if we can't provide for ourselves. If we can provide food and allow others to be able to borrow from us, we will never have need of anything. Now, I'm talking about the sowing and reaping into people's lives as well, simultaneously. I'm talking about bearing your brother's burden and your sister's burden, not because you have to, because you need to. Because we are, because I am, because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. I cannot exist without the air that you breathe. I cannot exist without being able to pour over into your life. I want you to know that no man is an island. Each man's breath is a joy to me. Each man's breath is my own. I don't know if you know that song or not, but that song we sang in school when I was coming up as a little girl, and I realized it meant a lot. And I went into a church one day, and they had it as their main song. And when they sang that song, it resonated with me that I must remember that I can't get to heaven without helping my brother or sister get there too. What would it be like if you were in heaven and you were the only one? Sowing and reaping and sowing by yourself, you would be bored to death. See, we need each other to bounce off on. We need each other to be able to have the ability to be challenged and to feel loved. Now, how many of you want more love in your life today? And how many of you want to feel more challenged today? The only way you can do that, you must stay on one accord and in good communication with your brothers and sisters. You just can't go around talking any old kind of way to people, thinking you don't need them. Just by the grace of God, when you cut off your brother or sister and cut off that bridge tomorrow, you need to cross the bridge again, and you need your brother to hold you up or your sister. But you just can't think you can make it in this world but by yourself. It is not possible. Things that are done with more than one person, brothers and sisters, are a lot more fun. Double whatever you're doing, and you realize that we are communal people. I'm trying to teach you that we are communal people. We don't exist outside one another. And don't go giving me that Eurocentric conversation about I don't need no man, and I don't need no man to do nothing for me. Girl, close your mouth. Your brother is your keeper. You need a man in your life, and don't let anyone tell you you don't, because you cannot cohabitate with another female, lest you will not be able to appropriate. And that's the purpose of coming together, is to appropriate and to be in love. How many of you women want to be in love? How many of you want somebody to adore you? How many of you want somebody to feel you and ask you, how feel you, woman? Because I'm telling you, it is a man's place to want to be able to adore you. And you are to want to be adorable. If you're waiting for some woman to tell you you smell good, you can just forget it, because you smell just like she do. She wouldn't even notice it. So let's just get off that kick about we came here by ourselves and gonna leave here by ourselves. You might be leaving here by yourself. But when you get in the spirit and you transition out of these terrible, wasteful bodies, because they are what's holding us captive. And once we free ourselves from this captive body, we go into that divine body called the spirit. and that divine body will allow us to transcend any situation we can never, ever die again. We become immortal. These bodies are holding us captive, people. It is not the spirit holding the body, but the body holding the spirit captive. And once we become free, we are free to go to and fro. The spirit is the only thing worthwhile saving. The flesh has nothing to be held on to. It will perish over time. And it's desperately wicked, and who can know the heart? Desperately wicked. That is what we war against every day, is our flesh fighting with the spirit. The spirit has enmity with the flesh. The flesh is what causes you to rise up with pride and want to oversee your brother or want to do one to your brother or injure your brother because the flesh is wicked. So what do you have to do to this old man? You must bring it up under subjection every day. Bringing it up under subjection, beating the old man down and killing the flesh every day until you kill the flesh and the spirit rises up over the flesh. Now that is who you have war with. Telling your flesh it can have something, the flesh will rise up against you. But you must take dominion over that flesh and tell the flesh to shut up and sit down. Because you are the spirit man and you will control your ship. You're the master of your ship. Didn't you know that? Whatever comes in your life, you call it in your life, you call it into being. Don't tell me your life is rotten and you don't know how it got like that. You had something to do with it. Whatever your life is today, ladies and gentlemen, you called it into being. You have the authority to call into being your life. If you want to walk a gracious and holy life, then live holy. Because the Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Don't go thinking that you're going to sow bad seeds and reap good harvest. You have got to understand that the sowing that you do, you will pay for it in the next life. And you're judged every day. Don't look to eternity for judgment day. Black people, I want you to know you're judged every day. You go through judgment on a daily basis. And you're heaven. You can make it right here on this earth. You can create that. Ile Ife, right here on this earth. And Dr. Ben said, man, every time you want to go to heaven, go to your woman because she can take you to heaven. Heaven is between the legs of a woman, he said. Now, this isn't according to Omi. This is according to Dr. Ben. And he is our in-house resident on the topic of heaven. He knows the mind of a woman, and he knows the pleasures that she brings. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not to deter any, we have a lot to talk about today because we're going to bring prayer on the subject. I just want to slow it down a little bit, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, breathing out this excess carbon dioxide, and breathing in the essence of God, of the holiness that he gives us, and this sweet, smelling Savior, just breathing and thinking on the goodness of God as we meditate, calling those things to us that we want to have in our life, exhaling those things that we want to dispel from our life. Father God, we come before you. We humble ourselves, and will you receive us, Father, in all of our inadequacy? Will you allow us to step away from this flesh, this thing that keeps us held captive, and allow spirit to permeate our bodies? As we want to get to know the mind of God, help us to understand who we really are. We have the essence of you, God. Help us to know that we are the little G's with a big head full of wisdom. Help us to be able to see that it is you who we aspire to be like. And there's none other that is greater than you. You were the one, Father, who came here with no known kin, no next of kin, and no mother, no father. You were being and brought into existence all by yourself, Lord. And we know, Father, that that dark pit that you created us out of, there was a ratified energy, and that energy is a frequency that flows through our veins today. And matter has no captive over this body because we know the spirit would exist even without matter. Father, help us to vibrate on a higher frequency. Help us to be able to pick those up that are among us with low frequencies and generate them and expound them to the point that they are vibrating at a higher level and frequency. Help us to create a better moral character in our being. Help us to have EY Palu, good character and good conduct at all times, Father. Let us be unjudgeable, Father, lest you should judge us. Father, help us to be our brother's people and help us to be able to pursue a land and take that land and create on that land. Help us to grow our own crops. Help us to have our own communities and neighborhoods, Father. Help us to go back to the old way, where we was each other's keeper, and that people knew us by the way we love one another. Help us to bring love back into our scenario again. Help us to be able to find a friendship in everyone we meet. Help us to walk and meet them with the open hand and not with the closed fist. Father, help us to understand that there are those out there that would rather we destroy ourselves. But we are coming to know ourselves, Lord, and we're waking up. And our medulla oblongata, we've tapped into it. We know who we are, Lord. And now we're coming into oneness and understanding that we're nothing but spirit. And we are all each other's brothers and sisters. And help us to begin to understand that, Father, you have predestined us before the end of time. You knew us even in the womb. You knew our beginning from our end, Father. Now, Jesus sat at the right hand of you, and he sculptured and molded us, but you gave us your essential air. Thank you for the essential air that you've given us. We have your likeness, Father. So help us to be more like gods today. Help us to rise and to be those gods you called us to be, Father. And help us to begin to understand that we are going to have to stand and be accountable for the godlike essence you put in us. And that each one of us has been given a talent. And help us to rise up, Father, and use that talent like you have designed us to be. We thank you, Father, for the ratified energy. We thank you for the ninth ether, even in our kinky curly hair. We thank you that we are yet communicating with you and trying to tap into your consciousness. Help us to tap into the right consciousness. Help us not to be confused by this matter and this materialistic world. Help us to take our children and turn their heads away from it, and letting them know that those things will perish over time. But spirit is eternal. Spirit is lasting. Help us to gravitate and hold on to spirit and hold tight on to spirit, knowing the spirit will bring all things to remembrance and remind us of all things, and nothing, not anything will slip upon us when spirit is activated in our mind. Help us to understand that we are pure atoms and that we are this mechanical body, and this mechanical body, it has nothing to be desired. It will perish over time. Help us to hold on to that one and only spiritual man, that one and only being that you have put inside of us with your breath. We thank you for the breath of life, Lord. Now help us to prove ourselves worthy as we go day to day, rising up to help our brothers and sisters and helping our neighbors and doing for our neighbors like we do for ourselves. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you've chosen us to be a part of your world. We thank you that this new universe that is about to come upon us, that we are in position and we know we have been called and appointed. Help us to come out of this anesthesis and wake up out of our sleep and come out of this slumber. and to realize who we are and to function and take dominion over this world like you have called us to do. And we say to God be the glory. We magnify you, Father. We give you all the glory and the honor. And we say thanks be to God. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to call upon that energy that takes us across the water as we begin to pour our libation. We want to thank Oludulamare for his essence and praise. We say Ashe to Oludulamare. We want to thank our Father Spirit, Obatala. We say Ashe. We thank our Mother Spirit, Yamanja, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I call on those ancestors in the lagoon. I call on those ancestors that are in the middle passage. I call on those ancestors that are coming through the Mayafa. And those that are not yet born, I call those ancestors into being. I call on my personal ancestors, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essie Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey, Michael Harvey, Michelle Harvey, Eugene Harvey, Marvin Lilly. I call on Robert Jr. Jenkins. I call on Tom Harvey. I call on Nishal Lilly. I call on Ruby Lilly. I call on Ruby Bracken. I call these ancestors into being. We call your names today, family. We call your names today because we want to remember you, and we want you to reconnect yourself back to the family circle. We call on all those heroes and sheroes, Shekes Diop. We call on Harriet Tubman. We call on Marcus Garvey and Dr. Carruthers, the Honorable Marcus Garvey. We call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King. We call on Madam C.J. Walker. We call on Rosa Parks. We ask that you would line up with the Word of God, and that may you bring in your essence, and may we be able to tap into your melanin today. And we thank you, ancestors. Oh, ancestors, stay with us. Ancestors, lead and guide us. Open up the way to make it plain and clear so that we can stand on your shoulders. Thank you, ancestors, for opening up the gateway. And thank you for being able to remind us that it's the ancestors who have a vested interest in us, and you're the sum total of why we came. So we praise you and magnify the things that you're about to do and the ways that you're opening. If there be any family member who is sick here today, tap into the melanin. If there be any family members who is without finances, tap into the melanin. Your healing is here. Your finance is here. Your deliverance is here. The mighty wave of the energies are in the atmosphere. Melanin is here for the taking. It has been left behind by our ancestors for us to tap into. It is everything that the African needs. It is everything that the African desires. So tap into the melanin today. It can be had just for the asking. And as you tap in, Father, thank you for giving us the desires of our heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the path of the righteousness, not on the path of those who have gone astray. O Lord, we thank you that you have chosen this people. We thank you that you have chosen us in this hour to be your ambassadors, Lord. Help us to prove ourselves worthy today as we go forward by sending the names of the ancestors across the water. We are sowing and reaping today through the water, and we are rejoicing. Let the redeemed say so of the Lord. If you have been redeemed, why don't you say so? Let the redeemed say so. Let the redeemed say so, say so. Let the redeemed say so, say so. Let the redeemed say so, say so. If you have been redeemed, why don't you say so? Because, see, God is redeeming those things back to him. This is a harvest time, and I'm glad about it. I don't know about you people, but I'm glad about it. There's much that we could be crying about. And there's always something going on in our households, always something going on with our children. But don't be saddened, mothers, don't be saddened. Lift up your countenance and know that God is working it out for his benefit. And sometimes our children must go through things, but God will get the glory out of it, and God will show our children that they have been called to a higher calling, and that they will have to go through temporarily, but if they hold on to God's unchanging hand, and if they remember the scriptures and hide them in their heart, that they might not sin against God's word. Sometimes, parents, you have got to let your children step out there and believe that all the prayers that you've been laying down will come to fruition. And God will save your child. And not one will be plucked out of his hand, he said. And if you have been redeemed, and your household is also redeemed, and if you have been saved, your children can be saved too. Just put your faith in God. Don't go telling nobody and talking about it and crying about it. Lay it on the altar and tell God, I am not responsible for this soul, but you are. And tell God you're leaving it up to him and putting it in his hands. And don't let nobody make you feel bad about your children. Don't let nobody come to you with no negative talk. Because, see, people want to scar your name. They want to character assassinate your name. And if they have the opportunity to take a good name and try to take it, you tell them the Omni said, if God has redeemed you, then no man can come and destroy your name. You have the Holy Life in you. And you don't have the image and bloodline of your mothers and father. When you've been redeemed, you have Zoe life in you. And God comes back and see about his own. And he will redeem his own. So don't let somebody hear you up about your child. Don't let somebody tell you lies about your child when you just about know what's in that child's heart. I'm telling you, this is a day when everybody is going after that black male child to destroy him. Mothers, you take up warfare. What are you saying? Mothers, you take up warfare. You take up warfare over that situation and go on your knees and go into battle on your knees and don't get up until it's finished. You are a warrior, mother. Get down on your knees and go into travailing and praying. And every chance you get, pray in the spirit. When we pray in the spirit, Father said for us to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And as we pray that prayer, pray it fervently. And give that situation to God because you can't handle it by yourself, even if you wanted to. And so those who want to strike out at your family name or your children, you tell God about it. God is the one that vindicates. He will vindicate you. So I want to talk to the families today. I want to talk to the families because these 2 days were set aside for the family. Now, new dispensation, ladies, I want to tell you, material things will do you no good. When we come into this new frame of mind, you're going to have a changed mind and a made-up mind that you are going to frame your reference from your consciousness. It is time to get prayed up and to become conscious-minded and have the mind of God so that you can frame everything in your life from your consciousness. If you have no consciousness that has been developed, you will have a limitless life and not a bountiful life. And we're looking for a bountiful life. We're looking for God to open up every aspect of this universe to allow us to share it and to tap into it. Therefore, you have everything you need because the universe is at your disposal. Even the riches that the wicked have stored up, God is now going to release them in your name. If you have monies that have been taken from you, lost funds that you can't find, that has been stripped away from your family, God is releasing all of the funds this day. He is starting to release those funds to those children who were raped of their goods and services. And everything that was taken from you, you've got to declare jubilee, and you've got to ask for those things back in tenfolds. And God is going to release those things. This is the harvest time. I am looking for every dime that was taken from me, that is owed to me, to come through that postal service and for someone to knock at my door to return everything that belongs to me. He's going to return the kinked worm back to its proper place. So don't you know that if he's feeding that little sparrow, he's going to provide for you? Mother, fret not your heart to be troubled. Lean not on your own understanding, because the things you're about to see are going to be greater, and he's going to favor you more than he has ever favored you. Say favor. Somebody say favor, favor, favor in the Lord. Oh, yes. He wants to give you favor. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. If your word has been abiding in him and you have been abiding in his word, he wants to give you the desires of your heart. And don't think that you should feel inadequate, like you're not worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the lamb that was slain. Jesus took the burden up under his yoke. So you are worthy. The first Adam was an heir. You are not from the first Adam. You are from God Almighty. You came from an essence that was pure, perfect, and lacking nothing. You did not come from an heir of a man, but from God's essence. So you cannot be expressing a disharmony because God is wholesome and pure, and you are from the essence of God. That is why we've been given the deities. To understand the essence of God is a representation of the deities. Because God is so vast, he cannot be explained in one sentence or one man. Therefore, the essentials had to be created, such as the Orishas had to be created to give an example of who God is and what his essence is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, since it is harvest and reaping time, I want you to get ready to reap a harvest and understand that God has given us a harvest today. We have to take it by force. We are in a war. We have to understand that it is time to put on our warfare and stand up and take back what is ours by force. And don't think that homie's going to crumble because I'm feeling all bad about something. I'm not going to feel bad about a thing. I'm putting it in the hands of the Lord. He told me to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord because he is the one that vindicates. I have no authority, none other than what he's given me. I ask God to keep my spirit up and keep my energy high so I can rejoice in him. Some people want to take your very life, if they can, and make you feel low in spirit. But don't let them make you feel low in spirit. Lift up your countenance, people. Lift up your countenance, because God is present in our time of need. He is going to be here so we can see. coming out of the sky or no Jesus coming down. You look for the Godhead in your children and in your family's eyes and in the people's eyes you're beholden to. God will show up in us. So we've got to build our continence up so that God can press himself forward. He will only come when there's a crisis in our life. And those of you who are experiencing crisis now, look for God to show up. Because that's when he comes, when you press him or her forward. And I won't call him a he, it's a him and he. So press the Godhead forward in your life. When you're going through a turmoil, know that God is on his way and he'll be showing up in your life. And let God cohabitate and take over your being. And let him have the Shekinah glory over your face so that people will know God when they see you. Oh, people. When you understand that God has given us his breath of life and understand that that Godhead resides in us, then we can walk around and be little gods knowing that God is residing over our being. It's very good to know that God wants each and every one of us to act and take dominion. Are you taking dominion today? Are you taking dominion over your household and your situation and your family life? Are you taking dominion over the problems in your life and your children's life? Take dominion, because he's given us authority to take dominion over this world. And listen to Ujima as we talk about taking dominion. 5 o'clock. Well, actually, 5:30. 5:30.
From the moment I